Superstars. It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamualaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. We are on at 6:02, September 12th. Your Sunday morning, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fate.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello there.
You're hot, man. Humid this morning.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to come out of the door and open it up and be like, oh, it's a beautiful day.
Nah.
Perspiration.
A lot of it. Bad hair day.
Frizzy. Yeah, I've got that problem.
Fogged windows in our studio as well. That's when you know it's really, really humid. So it's going to be humid this morning. Probably get a little bit easier after 10 a.m.
Yeah.
What's going on? How was the weekend, guys?
The weekend was good. Yeah. Busy, but good. It was nice.
It was good. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. I feel like it flew by, though.
Yeah, it was a quick one. I agree.
Did you end up going to the beach?
No, didn't go to the beach.
Not again.
Didn't go to the beach. You did go to the movies, though. Watched that new that new Marvel one.
Shang-Chi,
which was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah, good movie. Great movie.
It's doing so well at the box office. It's like storming ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, Marvel know what's up.
Yeah, that's true.
If you do watch that movie, wait till the end. Like when after the credits, they do one of those bits where they...
Oh, they always do that in Marvel movies, don't they?
Yeah, and there's like a bit of a special appearance. So make sure you watch till the end of it. Mm. Hey, it's a big week because it's Rossi's 40th week. He turns 40 on Thursday?
Friday.
So, I don't need to celebrate anything here.
Oh, mate, I am going to go so big, everyone's going to know it's your 40th.
Every, 20 minutes, we're going to do something.
No, we're not. And I don't, I'm telling my family and that, don't come in, if you don't mind.
They can't.
Yeah, they can't come in, mate.
PCR tests, there's so much involved.
Brilliant, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, no, they won't come in,
Good.
But we got it all, big one for you. I'm waiting for him to collapse, though, at any stage this week, just letting you know.
Oh, because of how much he's doing?
What he has done from Wednesday night, picking up his parents at the airport at 1 a.m.
From Tuesday night, because remember, he only slept 2 hours because he was out working at night. Tuesday.
Yeah. I've relaxed over the weekend. Went to Russell Cayman, that was nice.
You relaxed?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. I had a good lie-in. I'm feeling good, but it's I'm burning the candle at both ends, but it's okay. You got to do that. You got to work hard, you know?
Yeah, work hard.
Work smart, remember. Not work hard, work smart.
I need to take some tips off you, don't I?
Right.
Just 90 minutes.
Just worried about you there, mate. Worried about you.
Thank you.
I don't know. And he throws in random numbers. 90 minutes.
Good. Like when you do something, you do 90 minutes in and out. I like it. Most of the time.
That just made zero sense to anyone of you listening.
Yeah, my apologies. He's burnt. He's not burning the candles.
No,
he's burnt them.
I'm absolutely fine. Let's continue.
Let's watch him. 6:05 this morning. We're ready to go. I think we're going to kick off the show with a prize. Oh, we're not?
Later on this hour, we have a prize for you.
Didn't you tell me this last night? Didn't you? What's all that?
Did you see that on the WhatsApp? It said there's a prize when I came in. I checked it. There wasn't. So.
But this hour, we do have your chance to win with Lenovo. That's coming up in about 30 minutes.
So, here's going to be the test. Call us right now if you want to be the first caller of the morning. No prize.
Ooh.
So, last week, all the phones ringing at this time of the morning because there was a prize.
Yeah.
So, let's see how, loyal you are to us. Are you only loyal for the money?
Oof.
Yeah. All right. 04871-5544. Would love to hear from you. Be our first caller of the morning. Cool?
Cool.
04871-5544.
The Chris Fayes Show's first call of the day.
Alasan, is it Alasan? Alasan? Oh, hold on, my phone. Hold on. It always does this on a Sunday. It's weird. Alasan, I've got you now. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Aslan here.
Aslan, there it is. So you're driving to the airport because you missed your flight yesterday?
I did.
Oh, no.
For a number of reasons. I'm in an Uber right now. I'm ready to discharge the airport. Hopefully getting onto a flight.
So what time, what happened yesterday? This is what I want to know. How did you miss the flight, man?
There were certain regulations, so basically there was a certain pre-approval.
Maybe they couldn't understand you on the phone. Maybe that was the issue. I can't hear you crackling in and out, man. I don't know if the phone's to your ear or if you got us on loudspeaker, one or the other. Just clear it up for me, man. I want to hear from you. Because this is, yeah, going to the airport, guys, my advice is, you know when they say get there 3 hours early?
Yeah.
Maybe do four. I know that's hard, but maybe do four. Is that what happened? You got there, then realized you didn't have all the paperwork?
No, so I got there, and there's a certain pre-approval required to be able to get into Qatar.
Oh, okay.
And I had applied for it, and I'd seen the email saying that they have received my application, but I didn't realize it was not approved.
Oh, so
it wasn't. Now it's approved, and you can go?
Now it's approved. I was in Ireland the whole day. Now it's approved, and now I'm on my way back.
Good on you, brother. Well, listen, safe flight. Enjoy Qatar, and tell us how it is when you come back. Tell us how that World Cup city's looking, all right?
Yeah.
I will do.
All right.
And I love you so, guys. Keep up the great work. And hopefully when I'm back in Dubai, back to listening to you guys at 7:38 in the morning.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate you, Aslan. Take care, man. Safe flight. Suchi's with us as well. Hi, Suchi.
Hi, good morning, Chris, Priti, and Rossi.
Hi, Suchi. Morning.
Good morning. What are you doing up at 6:11 right now?
Yes, today is my daughter's running trial for the school team. So we are waiting in the parking lot. So
look at you.
She just wants to say hi to all of you.
Wow.
Hi, good morning. You're going to get some running. You're going to do some running this morning.
Yeah.
Good on you. Yeah?
I hope I really be in the team because it's my first time.
Oh, well, listen, you try your hardest, but can I tell you something? I tried out for the running team 4 times, and 4 times I didn't get in, all right? So I just want to let you know, like, even if you don't get in, you know, things will be okay.
Okay.
All right, but you smash that. Enjoy it. Run for us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Principal John, finally. Hi, Principal John.
Good morning, Chris. Pretty hero. Favorite number one fan and principal at Rawley High School. Here I am again, and it's great to hear you.
There he is, Principal John, sounding amazing. Newly UAE resident.
Yeah.
Being a principal of a school, how have you settled into the country? Are you settling in all right?
Oh, I'm settling great. We actually had a great weekend celebrating my wife's birthday, actually.
Aww.
Up on the 122nd floor of the Al Burj. Is it the Burj Al Khalifa?
Yeah,
the restaurant up there with breakfast is lovely.
The Burj Khalifa?
Yes, that place. You see, I'm new. I've got to get used to all these places.
Yeah.
Look at you, fancy pants. Atmosphere, where you? Oh, that's lovely up there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The view is amazing.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, welcome back. Up nice and early for a good week ahead. We'll talk to you soon. There he is, Principal John.
Yes.
Guys, no prize and a lot of calls. I love you.
They still love you, yeah.
You make us feel wanted.
Better keep this up for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
If it's happening, it's on the air. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
So Britney's man, Sam Asghari, posted a picture of a ring on his Instagram this weekend. Ooh. And it apparently had Lioness engraved in it.
Lioness what?
Lioness engraved in it, which is his nickname for Britney. Everyone went wild because it just looks like an engagement ring. Like, it's about to pop the question.
It's going to happen.
But then he deleted the picture and said he got hacked and the photos were photoshopped. But of course, fans screen grabbed it. So
they weren't photoshopped. That's really you. We know.
Why would a hacker post a picture of a ring?
Maybe like legally, they're like, no, don't put this up. You can't do something right now. I don't know. Maybe some other.
I don't know. Okay, let's talk about this TV show that's causing a lot of controversy. It was announced this weekend. Usher, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, and Julianne Hough will be co-hosting a brand new show called The Activist. This is done by Global Citizen, who we know does a lot of great work around the world. They do the concerts and all that stuff, try to raise money. It's a 5-week reality show where, quote, activists go head-to-head in challenges to promote their causes with their success, measured via online engagement, social metrics, and host input.
Do we really need this?
No surprises here. The whole show, everything involved with it, has been completely slammed online.
Yep.
They're like, this is just performative activism, which basically means you're
fake.
Doing it just to show people you're doing it. You don't really mean it.
Yep.
And that it's completely out of touch with reality. One of the tweets is by actress Jameela Jamil. She said, couldn't they just give the money it's going to take to pay this unbelievably expensive talent and make this show directly to activist causes.
Yeah, just rather give them the cash and let them go do what they got to do with it.
And she's like, you know, don't turn activism into a game.
Yeah, I'm not against the cause. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against what they're trying to push. I don't know what they're trying to push. I'd like to see. But, yeah, making this a reality TV show, like, come on now.
One of the tweets was like, sorry, your tweet about saving the whales didn't get enough likes. You will be off the show. Which is like, you can't base it off that,
Priyanka,
right?
Priyanka Chopra, Usher, really? Did you need to do that? Did you really need to do that to your career?
They are Global Citizen Ambassadors, so I wonder if it's part of their contract that they kind of have to be a part of this show.
No, they would have been able to say no, not to this. They just...
I know.
All right.
Global Citizen, by the way, has reacted to the backlash, saying that, don't worry, we're using people who have made... you know, activism their whole life. I don't know how it's going
to
go.
You've got to explain it.
I know, it's not good.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran, he is still really good friends with his childhood friends. He says he is still, there's about 15 of them, and they have always been together. He's going to everyone's 30th birthday parties and
that's
everything.
Cool.
He talked about what he does for them in a radio interview in the UK.
The beginning of my career, I sort of drunk the Kool-Aid a little bit, and I was like, I moved to LA, and I got famous friends, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I sort of lost touch with them. But when I came back home when I was like 22, I just made a conscious effort, and I was like, I'm paying for a holiday twice a year, and you guys are going to come with me, and that's when we're going to bond. And now we're all situated in England. I see them all the time, and they are my closest people.
Wouldn't wish I was his friend.
A year.
He books a holiday twice a year. Next time we interview him, we're asking him if we can come on that holiday.
Yes.
Might be the randoms in the corner. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
We know him. No, we're friends. We knew him, yeah. That's so cool.
That is really cool.
I like that. All right, hit us with your tag, Pretty Malik.
Peace out, home fries.
It's Dylan.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
Now they say it twice. It's so good. Dylan, hello, hello, hello. It's been a big weekend in sports. I mean, let's go to it straight away. Cristiano Ronaldo, tell us what happened.
Oh, great morning, guys. Well, yeah, you're right. Ronaldo, he's back. He made his debut for Manchester United over the weekend, and it was a great one. A 4-1 win over Newcastle. He scored two goals, one in the first half in stoppage time, and another one in the 62nd minute. He described it as being magical and good to be back in the theater of dreams.
So he's 36 years old, right?
36, indeed.
Yeah, this guy's like, I mean, at 36, you're sort of coming towards your end of your football career, no? 36,
yeah.
Like your average age, I think, would be around, you know, you're peaking at 31, 32.
Well, there's not many players who don't think over 40 that are, you know, playing professionally at a high level.
And he gets on and scores two goals and just shows, yeah, guys, this is why they've paid me. This is why I'm here. I'm ready to do it.
Exactly.
Now, is Newcastle a good team, Dylan? Do we know if Newcastle's a good team?
Yeah, they're doing okay this year. I mean, it's still early. I think we're 3 or 4 weeks into the season. But it was a good result for Manchester, for sure.
Now, my brother's an Arsenal fan. I saw him on his Instagram saying things are looking better. Did they start off shockingly, Arsenal or something?
Arsenal are doing really bad, yeah.
I think they won recently and now they're okay?
Yeah, I mean, once again, 3 weeks in, it's hard to say exactly how everyone's doing, but Arsenal definitely struggling for sure in the beginning of the season.
They got their first win last night. So.
And the manager, Chris, is an ex-Everton player, Mikel Arteta.
There we go.
Ooh.
Not many Arsenal fans happy with him.
All right, there we go. Okay, so we move from football. Well done to Ronaldo. I think he really just showed everyone what he... I mean, not that we didn't know how good he was, but he just...
But there was a lot of tension. I'm not kidding. Like, you know, Jeff, who's a big Manchester United fan.
Your husband.
The nerve. For him, it was just like, well, what if he doesn't score?
Yeah.
What if they still lose the game? Like, there was so much pressure on that game.
Yeah. Ronaldo even described he was nervous before the game.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Why would he be nervous? Greatest player of all time, him and Messi.
So much pressure.
Don't tell that to Pelé.
What?
Pelé.
Was Pelé as, like, better than all them, do you think?
He was legendary, Pelé, yeah.
I don't know. Do we want to get into this chat?
No.
Because when you talk NBA, I'm an NBA guy, basketball guy. When you start comparing like LeBron James, Michael Jordan, you know, Shaq, and then you look at the old guys like Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You don't know. You don't know.
Very hard.
Because the leagues are all different. Like
eras are different.
Michael Jordan said in his era of basketball, there's only two players that could survive, LeBron James and Kobe Bryant.
No one else could make
it. No one would have played the way, like, because that
era was crazy.
Mid-90s, early 90s basketball was, like, off the hook, right?
Yeah.
So Pele, I know he was one of the greatest, if not the greatest. Was the league where it was now? That's the question. I don't know. I don't know football well enough.
I think it was a different game back then, Dylan. Don't you agree? It's more technical now. It's a lot harder now, I think. So
for sure, yeah. And I think that, you know, they spend so much more time, and the stress of today, I think, is a lot more as well. I would argue the game today is a lot harder for the players.
Okay. All right. But I mean, yeah, but then they are. Yeah, you're right. Like, back in the day, they probably weren't getting paid what they're getting paid now and had 24/7 physios on them and you know, all that going
exactly.
on. So let's see. All right. Now go to tennis. What's happening with tennis?
Yeah, the U.S. Open is wrapping up. Well, breaking news, less than 5 hours ago, they crowned the women's single champion. Congratulations to Emma Raducanu of the United Kingdom.
Yeah,
now, cool thing for her, she's 18 years old, and this is the first time since 1999 that they had two teenagers in the final.
Yeah. How bad would you feel as a 28-year-old? these 18-year-old kids have just come in and just won and beaten you.
Like, insane.
So they say she's from the UK, but I think she's got, like, a bunch of different nationalities
she's
in her, right?
Born in Canada?
Yeah, born in Canada, but Romanian and Chinese.
Oh.
And this is also big because who she was playing, Leyla Fernandez, she's half Ecuadorian, half Filipino.
Oh, wow.
So just tons of nationalities in the finals. It was a great show for them.
It's really amazing. The first British woman to win a Grand Slam in 44 years.
But is she really British, though, Ross? Is she really?
They'll take her now.
They will take her. Dylan, our sports guru, always a pleasure, mate. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
He's got a goodbye. He's always like, thank you, guys.
You told him to come up with something. Like a sign out.
Was that it? Was that the sign out?
No,
thank you,
didn't.
Guys.
I don't know.
Let's ask him. Hold on. Dylan, have you got one?
Absolutely.
Okay,
ladies
go ahead.
Gentlemen, Dylan Nikolatopoulos signing out here on Virgin Radio. We'll talk to you again later this week.
Wow, look at that.
You said you'd rate it.
Do it one more time.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Dylan Nikolatopoulos signing out on Virgin Radio. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Are you Greek?
Legally.
Yeah, you got a Greek surname.
Yeah, indeed, yes.
My ex-wife's Greek.
Oh, watch out, Dylan.
Raducanu. Yeah, I was born in Switzerland. The dad's Czech, raised in the U.S. It's a mess.
Yeah, my ex-wife's Greek. I said though, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work now, do I? Sorry, there's people walking past our studios. They don't have their masks on, so I just scream out, "Put your masks on!" And I printed. I printed some pieces of paper that says, wear your mask while walking through the corridor. You have to do that. Even though we're in it, the people still don't want to wear masks. I'm just going to go stick it up on the
yeah, do it. All the studios.
No, you don't need to do it right now, but I need to get some sticky tape to use it because I'm going to stick it up on the walls there.
Why don't we like start saying the name when they don't wear a mask?
I don't know her name.
I know it, but do you want me to say it? That's the question.
No, don't say it, but I don't know her name. But yeah, that's you tell me your name, I'll go tell her.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:09. This is Virgin Radio. We're getting a lot of messages this morning. Shahida's got us on. Good morning, Shahida. Luke's got us on the way to Abu Dhabi this morning. Thank you so much for having us on. But I know what you want. You want 10,000 dirhams cash.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
All right, we're just trying to find our pop quiz caller here. We're trying to find them now.
I can't find her.
I can't find them either.
Oh, no.
We're finding them, though. Have we found them? We found Dory.
Oh,
it's Dory.
I know, I'm so excited for letting guys.
Did you know we were talking about you when we were saying we were looking for you?
Yeah, oh my God. Like every day we listen to you guys when I'm going to drop the kids at school. And today, I just decided to give it a try. And then boom, I'm in.
You got through. Welcome, Dory, to the show. You're playing the pop quiz right now. Where are you from, Dory?
I'm from Ghana.
Hey, Ghana.
Ghana.
in the house.
Yeah.
Representing you, and you're on the school run right now.
I'm on the school run.
All right, well, good on you, good on you. We've got 10 questions right now in 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
You guys, you all good?
Yeah, we good.
Who's in the car with you?
I'm in the car with the two kids I'm dropping. I'm dropping Mary and Michael.
Mary and Michael and Dory are in the car. What a beautiful family car we got this morning. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock with Rack Bank. Your time, Dory, starts right now. Which Canadian singer had a hit with What Do You Mean?
Jason Bieber.
Okay, Harry Styles was born in which country?
The USA.
Chris Martin was married to which A-list actress?
Pass.
Finish the movie title, Planet of the...
Pass.
Finish the band name, 30 seconds to...
Oh my God,
fun. What UK singer has an album named Future Nostalgia? Dua
Lipa.
What football player scored 2 goals for Manchester United last night?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I'll take it. Houston is a city in which country?
Houston, USA.
Yep, we have a problem. The Pixel 5a is a phone made by which search engine company?
Oh my God, that's
starts with G and ends with Google.
Oh no, so bad.
I got the Gunnans of the UAE. God. Yeah, you got 400 dirhams, and I helped you with 2 of them. Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, Dory.
Thank you so much.
You're the best.
You are great. Love your attitude. Keep smiling. Harry Styles was born in the UK. We gave you Jason Bieber, by the way. I think you said Jason, but we're going to give it to you. Gwyneth Paltrow was married to Chris Martin from Coldplay. Planet of the Apes was the big movie. You didn't know that, Planet of the Apes? 30 Seconds to Mars. And it started with G and ends with Google. It's Google. They did the Pixel 5a phone. You are a superstar. Listen, have a great morning. Thank you for listening, and God bless, all right?
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you guys so much.
We love you, too. I'm so glad we found Dory.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Sorry, I got my daughter. My daughters call me around this time just to let everyone know. So usually just after the pop quiz, I get a nice little call.
Yeah.
We have a little chat as they go to school. Good morning, Noosh. How are you, baby?
I'm good.
Everything, how was waking up this morning?
It was okay.
It was all right, yeah. A bit tired on a Sunday?
Yeah.
You remember how Rossi came over last week, unannounced?
Yeah.
Was he okay, or was he a bit unusual? Was everything okay with Rossi?
Yeah, it was fine.
He wasn't awkward in any way, was he?
Was he awkward?
I don't know. I wasn't there half of the time, but...
Yeah. You were playing with these kids, Annie and Isla? You're looking after them?
Yeah.
Nushi, you were very nice with my kids. Thank you for being so nice. Maybe you can babysit for them soon. I'll give you some money.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
How much you want to charge an hour if you had to babysit some kids, Noosh?
I don't know. I don't mind.
Yeah, but charge some money. Like, what would you want to charge in your head? Like, what's a good number to charge, you think, for an hourly rate of babysitting Rossi's kids?
I don't know.
What do you think? 50, 100, 1,000 dirhams an hour?
What?
Maybe like 50 or 100.
Go 150.
Hold on.
Yeah, 150 dirhams.
Hold on.
An hour?
Yes.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. You can food included.
Yeah, you only have to sit there and watch YouTube. They'll be asleep. It's easy. So I'll do 100. 100. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, see you in 10 years.
All right, bub, you nearly at school now?
Yeah.
All right, just hold on for me. I'll have a chat to you when we get into these commercials here, so hold on a second. We are going to do the gossip up next.
Ben Affleck got into a fight with the J-Lo fan.
Oh, really? I saw them out together. They're looking beautiful.
Looking so good, but then it didn't end too good.
Oh, I hope he wasn't...
No.
He wasn't under the influence of anything?
No.
No, it was just a general fight?
Yeah.
Protecting his girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhat like that.
We'll find out. Babe, do you know who Ben Affleck is, Noosh?
No.
Okay, awesome. You know who Jennifer Lopez is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay.
All right, we're on point. Okay, We'll do that next. Hold on, we'll get into the gossip here.
Fine. Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
So Jennifer Aniston is going to be Ellen's first guest when she kicks off her final season of the show. Gosh. This is kicking off on Tuesday. As Ellen introduced Jennifer, Jen just walked out, just a ball of tears. Have a listen.
Our first guest has been a part of our show since literally day one. I am so happy she's here to help kick off our farewell season. Please welcome my friend, Jennifer Aniston.
This is not supposed to be emotional. God dang it.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's not even over.
No, it's not. It's just starting.
Oh, I'm just, you know, I haven't been out in a long time, guys.
Yeah.
I can't believe Ellen's going to be over.
It's going to be sad.
Who's going to take her slot? Have they got anyone ready to go?
I don't think they... Kelly Clarkson is going to take her slot.
So
they're moving her show up.
Like, retire.
I mean, she's got
enough.
You know,
she's like 60-something years old. Yeah. She's not as young as she...
Comes off,
right?
Yeah, it's crazy that she's that age, but she still looks like Justin Bieber.
She does. She does look... Yeah, she's fantastic. She had such a great career. She's 63 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go. Well done. Well done, Ellen DeGeneres. We'll be watching that last series.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know the band Why Don't We? You know that song,
yep.
Fallen?
Yep.
Yeah. So they have accused one of their managers of mental, emotional, and financial abuse.
Wow.
By making them, quote, hostages in our own home and restricting food.
This is them. I think there's a lot of people that work in environments where they could hold that against their management.
So they say that the manager controlled them 24/7. They were between the ages of 15 and 18 when they first formed, and they feel like they were taken advantage of at that time because they were so young. The parents really didn't know much, and they just kind of went with it at the time.
Yeah.
So now they're refusing to re-sign until they figure out what to do with this one manager.
Good on them. Revenge. They're growing up, and don't take it from anyone. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't take it from anyone. You're your own people. You're your own life. So good on. These guys are a good band as well.
Yeah, yeah. They make good music. And finally, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. I mean, you had to have seen this on your Instagram feed at some point over the weekend. They made their red carpet debut as a couple once again on the red carpet at the Venice Film Festival. Tell me you looked at the photo and didn't think it was 2004 because they looked exactly the same.
They both look great. They both look fantastic, actually.
Friend of our show, Mary Phillips. She's the one who did J-Lo's makeup.
I know.
Looks stunning. Stunning. Everything went great. They were there with Ben's best friend, Matt Damon, and his wife.
Matt Damon.
They had a great night out. The problem started when they were at the airport. So this fan got a little bit too close, maskless, trying to get a photo of Ben and Jen. Ben was not here for it. He was getting way too close to Jennifer Lopez. He started like shoving him and pushing him away. Then their bodyguard kind of stepped in, grabbed the guy's wrists and moved him away, and then they kept on walking. But it was all, of course, caught on camera. And but good on Ben for keeping, you know, them away.
Isn't it crazy that just like 6 months ago Jennifer Lopez was with A-Rod, and we're talking about them possibly getting married? And then just flash forward, it's back to Ben and Jen.
Ben and Jen. It's all about nostalgia, guys. We want everything from the early 2000s.
Do normal people do this? Do we do this sort of stuff? Like, are we getting into relationships, breaking up, getting into another one, then going back to the person?
I don't know if we can say that, because when it comes to these things, you don't know what's happening inside of a relationship. On the surface, they looked great, right?
Yeah.
But we don't know when the problem started between J-Lo and A-Rod. They could have had problems for maybe a year or two when they were trying to see if it would work or not. And then it finally came to the end of the rope. The relationship may have been over, you know?
All right. There it is. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hey, everybody. This is J-Lo, and I'm here with Chris Fade on Virgin Radio 104.4.
She says my name. What's Rossi Reading returns.
Ooh. Yes, indeed, yes.
And it's his big 40th week. He turns 40 on Thursday, guys. Friday. You ready for your big 40th?
Yeah. What's it like, Chris?
4-0, Ross.
What's it like,
big
Chris?
Big 40, the big 4-0.
What's it like?
And everyone's like, hold on, he looks 50. And I'm like, no, he's turning 40, guys.
What's it like?
It's 40. Stop being nasty to Rossi.
Yeah, stop it. Big Bad Bob's listening right now.
Is he?
Yeah, your dad?
Is he really listening?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying that?
No, he's listening.
Big Bad Bob, we miss you, mate. We miss you. The light, and look at that. It's just a big bad Bob rocks into Dubai. He owns it.
Yeah.
Watch how nice he's going to be to me now.
No, your son's an idiot. morning.
10 years on.
And we still have no idea what this segment is about.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
What's Rossi Reading?
Weird and wonderful news that Rossi brings. What have you got for us?
I'm reading about ducks that can now talk, ladies and gentlemen. There's a nature reserve in the southwest of Canberra in Australia, mate.
Canberra.
Yeah, the capital of the Australia. The
of
one.
The Australia.
The Australia. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
capital. So there's a duck there that's reportedly been talking, ladies and gentlemen. I've got the audio of the duck talking, and it's saying, "You something fool." Have a listen to this. Turn the music down. This is a duck saying, "You something fool." No, that's,
wow.
That's you, Donald. Stop it.
Maybe, okay, for real, here it is. What's it supposed to be saying?
You something fool.
It sounds like this one's for you. Wait, that's a duck?
Yeah, that is a duck. It's an Australian musk duck, and apparently it imitates sounds like human speech, similar to like songbirds, parrots, and hummingbirds.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
But apparently the caretaker who looked after the duck kept saying something like, "You something fool! You something fool!" And that's why the duck has started saying that as well.
There we go. Speaking ducks, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it first on What's Rossi Reading?
What musician do ducks like to listen to the most?
What musician?
Drake.
Do you get it?
No, why Drake?
It's a duck, isn't it?
Huh?
What?
A Drake. It's a male duck, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know that.
No, never knew that. Drake, a male duck is called a Drake?
Yeah.
No, I wonder if Drake even knows that.
I have no idea.
I know. I can't believe it, though, talking ducks. What next? They'll be watching documentaries.
Oh, that's funny.
Documentaries. Okay, I get you. Yeah,
cool. Like
there you go.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't itch into the microphone.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm
don't
just trying
that.
To end it on a high somehow. This is, I'm just like, trying to.
I can't believe your armpits are that hairy.
Don't do that.
Lil Nas, Jack Harlow, it's Industry Baby, 808, Virgin Radio, 104.4, love you. I do, I love you. I love you all.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Okay, can I tell you?
Okay, tell us what's going on here with this vaccine.
One of my mates.
Okay.
Back in Australia. Australia's gone some weird times right now because they're really at the peak of the pandemic. They're getting vaccinated. People are getting vaccinated, but there's a lot that don't want to get vaccinated who are protesting. There are rules and regulations all over the place, which I don't understand. In some areas in Sydney, like for example, I'll put it in perspective, you could go out and walk the beach at JBR and be okay because that's your daily exercise. But if you were in
Motor City,
Deira,
yeah.
On the beach there, it's illegal to do so.
Right, it's very varying.
And the cops will come and tell you to get off or they'll fine you. It's all over the place, right? It's not good. Not a good place to be right now, Australia. They will find their way and they will settle through this.
Yeah.
A friend of mine has been jobless for 18 months. 18 months been jobless.
Do we know this person?
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't want to take the vaccine. He says he's not an anti-vaxxer. He just doesn't want to take it right now. Doesn't feel like he needs it. Doesn't feel like he needs it. He does the usual, "I've got a healthy immune system."
Right.
And I've had this conversation with him back and forth for over the year.
But we've also... Okay, I'm not going to get into it. Okay, yeah, keep going.
He's had loved ones that he knows pass away from COVID.
Are you kidding me?
And I've explained, does that not make it enough...
Yeah.
I don't want this to turn into a COVID vaccine chat, though.
Okay, so you were having the conversation with him.
He got a job, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's great.
After 18 months jobless, he got a job 3 weeks ago.
Amazing.
It's in another state.
Okay.
In Queensland. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you could think that he lives in Dubai and he got a job in Umm Al Quwain.
Right.
Or same country, different state.
Right.
Okay. Everything was fine. He was starting the job in 3 weeks.
Right.
Now, borders have been closed. So they told him, you'll start his job next week. You'll start from home. Okay. You don't have to fly up.
Right.
Because borders are closed.
Makes sense.
Done. He's happy with it. Mm. Hasn't had a job for 18 months. This is what he wants.
Very excited.
He's excited to start. Borders 2 days ago opened up.
Oh, amazing.
For vaccinated people.
Okay.
So the job has contacted him and said, hey, great news. You can come up. And he's gone, well, I'm actually not vaccinated. And I'm not planning to be vaccinated anytime soon.
Ooh.
So then he messages me and says, I'm not taking the job.
Oh, my. Wow. Are you 18 months he's been without a job. It is a pandemic. He found a job.
Yep.
And now he says, I don't want the job.
Yeah, so I got on the Zoom chat yesterday for about 45 minutes. And we had this back and forth, mature conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have kids. He's not married, anything like that.
Right.
But I said to him, eventually you're going to have a responsibility in your life. You've been looking for a job for 18 months. I've heard you complain about trying to get a job for 18
right.
months.
Right.
You have been gifted a great job. This is a good job. Why don't you want? And I said to him, why don't you want to take the vaccine? Then it's like everything that you read on the internet.
Mm.
You know the things that...
The conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Not even so much conspiracy. It's not like he thinks there's a chip or anything like that.
Mm.
It's just like, I just don't trust it. I don't want to be part of it. Now they're forcing it upon us. And what I realize, it's actually less about the actual vaccine than the reason why he doesn't want to take it is because he's being told he has to take it.
Right.
So that's where his issue is.
Yeah.
It's not the vaccine itself so much.
They feel like he feels like his freedom is being infringed on.
Correct.
Now, I read something very interesting to that the other day. It was, you know, flipping through stories. Someone had shared something.
Mm.
And they said, we need to stop calling it a vaccine passport and vaccine mandate.
Mm.
Because all that it is a verification of your immunization record, which we all have to do to enter schools.
Correct.
To go into certain places. As children, we all had to do that. Sometimes even to travel to get into certain countries, you have to get some sort of immunization. Have you tried explaining it in that term to him?
I told him, you know, when our parents left their countries, my dad left Lebanon,
right.
My mom left Lebanon to go to Australia,
mm.
they weren't allowed in the country without a vaccine passport, which they had to show the government, this is the vaccines that we got. Yeah,
the immunization records.
I said, there's no difference right now. And I said, in 100 years, there'll probably be another virus that people are going to be going through. So we're just in that moment. And I said, look at me. And I mentioned a couple of other of our friends.
Yeah.
I said, mate, we're traveling. We're getting on with life. I said, I know you don't want to take it. I get it. I never wanted to take a vaccine. None of us did.
Yes.
None of us wanted to take a vaccine.
But we
No one wanted to go, I want a virus so I can take a vaccine.
You're right.
We
yeah.
No, I don't want to take it.
Yeah.
But we know we had to. Because, and I said to him, this is... now going to happen globally.
Mm.
You ain't allowed to travel. You're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Fight it as much as you want. But in a year's time, I'm sure you're going to take it.
Yeah.
You're going to have it. And you're going to lose this job.
Mm.
That you worked so hard to get. So what was the outcome of that conversation?
It's like, nah, I'm going to tell them I don't want to take it. I don't want to take the vaccine. I can do the job from... his home.
Is that his hope? Like, he'll tell them that, okay, I'm not going to take it. And they'll be like, oh, okay, no problem. Just do it from home.
Yep. So frustrating for me. Yeah. What do I do? Or maybe you're in, maybe you agree with him. 04-871-5544. What do I tell him?
Oh, wow.
Do I just stop? Do I give up? Because I feel like I'm a broken record sometimes to him.
Yeah.
04-871-5544. Are you in his position? You haven't taken it yet. I'm not going to judge you, but I'm going to talk to you. Mike, we've got Mike with us. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right, mate. I'm all right. Tell me, what you're in a similar situation?
Oh, look, I think we're all in similar kind of situations. We all know somebody who doesn't want to get vaccinated for whatever reason, and we've all ended up getting vaccinated for our own reasons. But no disrespect to your friend, but if his situation isn't bad enough yet to take a vaccine to get a job, to put food on a table, maybe it's just a point just to let it go, right? I think you've done what you've needed to do. You obviously, like, really bother about it. If you're chatting to everybody about it now, you want to help your friend, but if he doesn't want to help himself, well, you know, maybe his situation's just got to get a little bit worse before he does it. And I don't mean that in a horrible way.
Right, yeah. I get what you're saying. Let him come to the conclusion in his own terms. Obviously, what Chris has been saying to him is not resounding with him. So he's just kind of got to ride the wave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sad, man. You can't change so sad. People. You can't change him. I know.
You feel as though you can. Like,
You can't change him. But I just know that eventually he's going to take the vaccine, be it this year, next year, 3 years down the line. He's going to pop it. It's going to happen. For anyone that's trying to get away from it, you're going to eventually have to take it.
I mean, the restrictions are just going to get more and more 100%. And more as you...
So, for him to travel right now, he'd need, like, a negative PCR test. That's it, right?
Yeah, but then... Imagine? But, like, for example, I'm chatting to my cousin in Paris. You can't go to a cafe or restaurant without showing your vaccination card. Yeah. Or a PCR test... Within 20 hours or something.
To go have lunch at a cafe.
So it's going to cost him a lot of money to...
You're not going to be able to live your life. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to just go out and go to the mall.
Yeah.
Again, guys, I didn't want to have to take a vaccine. None of us did. I'm not, like, pro-vaccine. Like, we wanted it, but we have to take it, right? Abdullah, you were in the similar situation. Now, you managed to convince your friend?
Yes, I did, Chris. Good morning to you and to everyone. Actually had a couple of friends who were against the vaccine, and I used the same arguments you have done with your friend, and I managed to convince most of them to take the vaccine. It's really now, we can see, you just said you can take the PCR and go to some countries, but some countries, even if you take PCR, you can go there, but you will be quarantined for 10 days or 2 weeks, and it's impossible.
So what did you do? How did you convince your friend?
Yeah, I mean, my friend is working in the same field as I do. We do business development in the whole region, so we need to travel. We have not been traveling for the last 2 years, and there is a risk that you might lose your job if you are not vaccinated, because the work requires you to start traveling.
So you basically said to him, listen, for the family and for the job, you need to get it.
Right.
I get that. Alex, you've got a similar friend. You can't convince him like me.
Yeah, that's correct. Not just friends, but I've had coworkers or, you know, distant relatives where they just are so anti either vaccine, this particular vaccine, because people say that they don't know what's in it, they don't know how fast it was done, they don't believe that it was done safely.
Yeah.
And just people are going through that feeling. But what a lot of people don't realize is that, for example, this mRNA technology was actually started to be tested back when SARS hit Hong Kong in early 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, now it's been around. Listen, I didn't even want to, like, I don't want to chat to him about the actual vaccine itself. I was just trying to get on, like, on a personal level about responsibility, where life is going to be in the next 5 years. And for him, honestly, it's become political. It's become him saying no to it because the government of Australia, for example, are forcing them to do certain things and not. And I'm like, bro, like, we're not at school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is your life now.
Yeah. You know, in the U.S., they just announced a vaccination mandate for all these companies.
100 more employees, right?
Yeah, you have to get vaccinated or you have to submit to weekly COVID testing. And now there's a lot of uproar about that as well.
Backlash against that. Yeah. I get it. I mean, Kim, you were like my friend, were you?
Yeah.
So tell me.
So, honestly, and again, this is just my opinion.
Kim, I can't hear you really well. Can you just put the phone in your ear, if you can, for me?
Is it better?
There we go. A lot better.
Yeah. So, to me, right up until the time I didn't take the vaccine, I was like, you know what? I'm at home. I don't go out. I'm highly protected. Like, you know, taking all the care physically, energetically. And you know, a friend of mine offered some massive gig at the expo, and he's like, you know, you got to take the vaccine, you can't do it. And I was like, okay, I'll take it.
Oh, okay, so that's all it took.
You
okay.
took it because there was a job on hand, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, which, I mean...
So, So I know what you're saying, and I know what your friend's going through, because I resonate with him that, you know, you can have a choice and do what you want to do when you want to do it. And I get that emotion. I get why he thinks like that, probably. But looking at from, you know, from a larger perspective as well, at the end of it is a personal choice. But if you are part of a community that requires it, then you got to go, you know, like they say, do in Rome as the Romans do.
Yeah, like yeah. If he wants to stay at home for the rest, and I said this to him, if he wants to stay at home for the rest of his life and just literally stay at home.
With no job.
With no job.
Yeah.
Lives with his parents still. Stay there. Do that. That's all you can do. That's fine. But if you, you know, eventually you want to have a family, get married, have kids, you know.
Go out.
Again, I just think one thing here, because I know there'd be someone listening right now that is not with the vaccine. And doesn't want to take the vaccine. I know that there is someone, a few of you listening.
Right.
Just know that we who are vaccinated, we didn't want it. It's not like we were wanting a virus to come and us take the vaccine. We are like you. We did not want to have to put something in our body. I like to eat fairly clean and I like to look after my body. But when things come to a certain, I guess, point, you know what the decision you got to make.
The right,
you know, you've got to make the right decision for us to move forward.
You got
to
think about it logically.
And I know you've got a great immune system, and I know that you're fit, but come on, man. Have you guys not seen enough?
Yeah, that's
true. Don't tell me it's less than 1% of people get affected. I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me it's like the flu. How many people do you know that have died from the flu? How many?
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone know anyone that died from the flu?
I don't.
Because I can tell you 9 people that I know who have died from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Nala, you've brought to the table here a list of websites that are useless.
Yes.
But we need them.
Yes.
Okay. So, give me what you've got here. Because if you're listening right now, some of these you may want to like use eventually.
Yeah, I actually was very interested.
So, what do we got?
The first one is TII3eyes.me. So if you want to find out how long it'll take to watch a show, you just write the name of the show.
What?
And it'll tell you exactly, for example, you need 11 days, 3 hours. So it's pretty cool if you're like a series fanatic like
Type in
I.
a TV show.
Okay, I'm typing it in right now.
I'm this on the website right now.
This is us searching.
Only Fools and Horses.
5 seasons. Yep. It's going to take me to watch 5 seasons of This Is Us, 2 days, 14 hours, and 20 minutes.
There we go.
So it's a lot of watching right there.
Yeah.
And this
continuously.
Is like,
continuously.
Yeah, this is nonstop, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that's TIII.me.
Yeah.
3 eyes, yeah.
All right, what's the next useless website
we
need?
MyEmulator.online. So it's MyEmulator.online.
Okay.
It's for the people who like the retro games, like the Super Mario and everything.
Ah, yes, I saw this.
So you press it and it has all the old school games and you can just download it and play it. It's so much fun.
Zelda, Pokemon, Sonic, Kirby games, Mario.
Remember Kirby?
I don't remember Kirby.
It's like that big round ball thing. That big round ball.
Kirby,
man.
Really?
Yeah.
There's Donkey Kong on there. These are old games.
Street Fighter, Chris.
Okay, so it's myemulator.online. We'll throw these up on the Chris Fate Show story so you can see them. But MyEmulator, EmulaTOR. What's the next useless website that we need? I want two more.
We have themusclewiki.com.
Okay.
So this is for the body fitness people. So what it does is you just click on a muscle and it gives you a list of like workouts to do just to target that muscle.
Wow.
So if you want to go from home, don't want to have a private trainer, there we go.
Oh my gosh, this is actually really cool, and it comes up with a video.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if I want to train my buttocks,
I just clicked on buttocks. Why did
you and I and it's got the squat, so you can do a squat. Oh man, this is great.
Even stretches, Chris. There's even stretches.
Yeah, everything.
I'm sending this to my trainer now and saying I don't need them anymore.
This is great. Oh, and it's for male and female.
Yeah. Super cool.
I like that. That's called Muscle Wiki. Muscle Wiki.
That's not a useless website.
I'm
that's
definitely
amazing.
Using that one. All right, last one that we can use.
Okay, so this one, if you are on TikTok or YouTube, you've seen this a lot. So if you're bored, you want to play a game, it's called GeoGuessr. So it's GeoGuessr.com.
Okay.
What you do is it shows you a random location in the world. Mm-hmm. So you get to go around in the streets and then you have to find out where this street is from and like which country.
So basically waste time.
Yes, but it's cool. So
we are bored. We are bored people.
But it's fun.
You can play the United Arab Emirates.
Yes, you can. You can
We're play. There. We're on that.
I
this
love
is
that.
Cool, the world UAE.
Can I just give you one that I find very hilarious?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're bored, so there's something called boardbutton.com.
Boardbutton.com.
You just press it and it takes you to a random website, either quiz or game. So, like, this is legit for bored people.
Okay, so I'm on boardbutton.com. I've clicked on the button.
I'd love to be able to be that bored.
I know. What are you doing with your life? If you've got a boardbutton.com. All right, useless websites. You've heard them. We'll throw them up on our Instagram so you can get them again. Where did boardbutton take
you? It brought me to this place called Age Geek.
Same as me.
Enter your birth date and discover what others achieved at your exact age.
Gosh.
It's not like a random website then, because Prithi and I just got the same
Elon Musk was like a billionaire at the age of 32 or something. It's like, oh, great. Pretty Big Rossi, what are we doing, Ross?
Okay, so I got this game from the UK. My parents brought it over for me because they know I like a good game. And
I just say I'm Joel? Both your parents are in the country.
I know.
You got your mum and dad over, Pretty. You've got mum and dad. I'm Joel. I haven't seen my parents. I just wanted to get that out.
I'm sorry.
No, don't say sorry. I'm very happy that they're here.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me so happy. But I just want to say I'm a little gel.
I get that.
Okay,
get
that's it.
Fully understand.
All right, cool.
Those borders will open for you soon.
Hopefully.
So this game is basically what's going to happen here. We've got some cards each.
Yeah.
We have to make the noises that are on these cards. So, for instance, there's a card here that says either tiger or gasp, you know, like.
So we're going to do these noises to Pretty.
Yeah.
60 seconds each.
Yeah.
And we're going to see who can get the most points. So it's sounding out.
Yeah.
Things.
But you're not allowed to like spell it or.
It's only sounds.
Yeah.
It's only the sound. You can only do the sound, right?
Got it.
Know what we're doing?
Yeah. Got it.
It's really easy.
Are you ready to do this?
Who's going first?
Ross, you always go first. Okay. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. All right, 60 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
I got the pop quiz music.
Come on, Rossi.
Are you ready?
Right,
look at me.
I think I'm feeling so confident. I'm going to get myself some more cards.
Rossi, look at me.
Yeah, go on.
We can do this.
Thanks, Pretty. There's some more cards for you as well, just in case you do. Okay, here we go. You ready? 60 seconds.
On the clock. Your time starts right now. Go.
Choo-choo!
Train.
Bang.
Is that right?
Horse. Dog. What? Dog? What is that? Horse. It's a horse.
I'll do the other one.
A cow? A goat. Is it a train? Lawnmower.
I'm not allowed to do any actions either.
So bad.
I'll go back to the one that I tried to do.
Skip it. Skip it.
Go to the next one.
You can do it. I'll pass it.
It's dolphin.
Skip it.
Yeah, it's dolphin.
Oh.
Okay.
A ghost.
Yes. Okay.
An owl.
No.
A bird. Tesla doesn't have a bird.
I can't do actions.
Rossi, you're terrible at this game.
The other one.
Snake.
Oh my gosh, this is so difficult.
It's not. You're very bad.
He's bad at this.
Okay.
Two.
Do a pigeon.
Yeah, that's a pigeon.
You sound like an owl.
Do a television.
I don't know. I would have passed.
Yeah, you took too long.
I got two.
You got two. All right.
Two's the score to beat. We're doing sounds, and you got to try to identify what the word is through the sound.
No actions.
Okay,
no
can I do that one to begin with, or have we done that?
No, we haven't done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready, Pretty?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So the score to beat is two. Yeah. I believe I'll beat the score in the first 10 seconds.
I believe you will.
Okay.
You ready?
Come on, Chris. You got it.
No actions,
60 seconds starts right.
No actions.
Now.
What's that? Can I say that?
Yeah, say it.
Fart?
Yeah, there we go.
A whip.
Thank you.
No, one per card.
Yeah, one per card.
It doesn't matter. Cough.
Okay, cough. That's three.
Sigh.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Bass. Music. Music. DJ. Beatboxing.
Beatboxing is it. Well done. Oh, no.
Scream. Falling. Scream. Hurt. Pain. Roller coaster
is it, yes.
How'd you do that?
Can I sing a song?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Everybody's learning how. Come on, we're safari with me. Let's go.
Surfing?
Yeah, surfing!
All right.
Seven.
Very good.
What did you get, Ross?
Two.
Close. That was a close game.
I'm not playing this game.
Such
again.
A close game there.
I'm not playing it. It's rubbish.
I'm not doing a sound effect, Rossi, but can you guess this one? Can you get? I've got a letter in front of my head right now. It's the letter L. Hey, loser.
No, it's not. You're the loser because you've just done it backwards. Can't read it. It's backwards. It's the other hand you got to deal with.
What do you get to?
Oh, what do you get to? An L backwards.
Seven.
Hello, you're loser. The loser. What's that, mate?
A loser.
It's a backwards L.
A loser.
You just did that with your left hand.
A loser.
You're the loser. It's,
how do you spell Rossi? Right. How do you spell Rossi? L-O-S-E-R.
Right hand. Do it properly. Loser. Look, backwards L.
That's L for me. You know that.
Because you're looking at it.
Because I'm looking
like
at
this.
It. That's my L. You know that.
Do you get it?
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us Sunday. Back at it. Hey, can I just say, new cases of the coronavirus? 725?
I like that number.
That's putting a smile on my face.
Yeah.
725.
That's low. That's good. Getting lower.
That's the low. Could you imagine when... One day when there's just zero of zero and the masks are down and...
This is just... It's good news because it just came out in the news, right? More than 90% of the country's population received their first dose at least.
That's cool.
Nearly 80% of the UAE fully vaccinated. That is huge.
That's amazing. I mean, are we still on the amber list for the UK? I think we are, aren't we?
I have no idea.
Amber. At least not the red list.
Yeah.
At least not the red list. Listen, have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.